We have seen many different things happen around our community as people have stepped up to help those in need. One of them is a Chapel Hill-based magazine, Endurance Magazine, that has done something across the nation in order to help raise money for many Americans who are food insecure. They have found some really creative ways, including virtual races, to help raise money for food banks and hunger relief programs. I am joined by the president of Endurance Magazine, Steve Lackey, and his wife, Tamara, who is the chief giving officer of the Endurance Magazine, which is based here in Chapel Hill. Steve, Tamara, thanks so much for joining me today, and I'm excited to talk to you guys about this great initiative you guys have put together.
Thanks for having us. It's great to be here and to see you in person.
Exactly. I know. It's great to have in-person interviews when we can. This conversation is brought to us by Cocoa Bean, which is another endeavor of you guys, but let's start by talking about Endurance Magazine, because for those who might not read it or know that it is based in Chapel Hill, it seems like a pretty good publication, and share with us a little bit about what you guys typically do.
Yeah, so we started Endurance Magazine back in 2003, and we were printing monthly editions up through, I think it was 2 years ago, and then we went to quarterly, and now we're strictly digital just because of the economics of it all. But we, about 15 years ago, started producing events ourselves, and had a lot of success here in Chapel Hill and in Durham and across the state doing a variety of events and raising good amounts of money, but nothing like we've been able to do this past year. But we've been really gifted in the sense that we've had great people working for us over the years, and the community here is just spectacular for what we do.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that this community does like to help those in need. And I imagine that's probably part of what sparked this series of virtual races that you guys have put on. Tamara, I'm going to turn to you for that. Can you explain what this fundraiser is and how you guys ended up partnering with, I believe it's Feeding America that is the benefactor of these virtual races. You know, how did these come to be and how do they work?
Yeah, well, Steve mentioned the races that he and his team have produced, the Tar Heel to Miler and the Bull City Race Fest. And the Ramblin' Rose Triathlon Series, and, you know, coming into this year, he had a couple other physical races planned, and obviously everybody's life pivoted.
Of course.
And so the idea was to create a virtual challenge, and initially it started with the Carolina Food Run, and that would be just, it was regional and kind of a set distance that you set up. And the selection was the Feeding the Carolinas, Table, IFC, and then Beautiful Together, which is our nonprofit. And Steve's experience with just how to pull it all together is what made the huge difference. We had a number of people that we knew sign up and go for it. And it ended up being something that raised significantly more funds than we had even hoped. And then it went from there, you know, so that it ended up being the food runs were in 5 states, the Texas Food Run, the Oregon Food Run, the Colorado Food Run,
Illinois.
And then the next level, I'll let Steve jump in here, was the really cool idea of a point-to-point race, again, virtual. And again, all of these were in support of not just, you know, the Feeding the Carolinas was here, but every single place, like Feeding Texas and keeping it very regional.
Right.
So wherever the event was, raising funds for that region.
Right, that makes sense.
And that was intentional, because we felt that people, and we found over the past, you know, again, 15 plus years, that people do like to be associated or connected to their community in both the activities they choose to do and also the philanthropy they do. And these challenges really help them connect both those things in the same place. You know, and I think the Carolina Food Runs you'd mentioned were sort of our first ever virtual runs. We'd never really done those before, and weren't really sure how would they do, but we saw some data in the industry that suggested that maybe people are looking for something different since they can't go out and do their regular events. And we were really pleased with how those went. But the most exciting thing we've been doing over the last probably now 5 months is, Tamara mentioned, these epic point-to-point challenges. The one here in North Carolina is called Blue Ridge to the Beach. We have one in California, Tahoe to Malibu, one in Oregon, Pacific Northwest, that goes from Bend to Whistler, and a few others. And what we found with all of those is they create a level of accessibility to people. I mean, obviously, people aren't traveling to all these places, and they're not actually going yet to all the destinations that we've mapped out. But the idea is, for now, perform your challenge wherever you can, whenever you can. And it really has motivated, like, we've got over 27,000 people now that are participating, which is remarkable.
It's incredible. Yeah.
And on average, we're raising about $20 a person, you know, so we've raised over $500,000 in less than, you know, in basically six
months. Was it 516 or?
Yeah. And then this year it's starting off strong again. So yeah, we've had another 12 this year. So, you know, we're really pleased and excited to see what else we can do. And the hope is when things do become more stabilized and we can actually interact, depending on the size of the group, we look forward to creating physical elements to these challenges. So they're not just going to be virtual. So you can actually imagine, you know, in the Blue Ridge to the beach, there's going to be an event in Charlotte or an event in Asheville and at the beach when it finishes to help people, you know, congregate and celebrate and, you know, as responsibly as we're able to do that.
It's a really great idea. Once again, I'm speaking with Steve and Tamara Lackey from Endurance Magazine about this great project that they have put together, including these virtual runs that, as you said, we've got a North Carolina one, but also one in California, Massachusetts, Illinois, Texas, you said. I think that's what makes it really unique is that you guys are giving specific points. It's like, okay, here's where you would start, here's where you end. Challengers, I believe, are able to, since it's a virtual race, track their miles or do their miles however they like. Yeah. It also provides a really good chance to go out and exercise in addition to this great philanthropy that is involved.
Yeah, I'm not just on the one side. I'm a customer. And so I signed up for the Carolina Food Run and then the Blue Ridge. And what I found was that it kept me so motivated. Just, you know, I was so much more aware of, like, I need to get my miles in. And I just finished the point-to-point about a week and a half ago. And I'm so aware of the difference. You know, at the end of the day, my watch is like, you can still do it. And I'm like, right, things have changed. It really motivates me. So I'm going to jump back on one really soon because I just feel the difference. And that's the thing we saw in the communities. So every one of them have a Facebook group and the community interaction has been amazing, like so much more positive and encouraging than we even, you know, really expected because so many people are online and trading stories and giving hints and showing off their swag because everybody gets a t-shirt and a medal and, you know, sometimes they buy hats and, you know, if you go to the website's actually lifeyoulead.com, you'll see a number of apparel options for each event and people really get into it, like way more than we would have thought.
Yeah, people who love to do those kinds of races get really into it, and it's a remarkable response to a pretty cool idea. You mentioned that things are already starting to pick up in 2021, and it clearly people are still in need. People are still sometimes stuck at home, still looking for ways to get out and exercise and make a difference in their communities as well. So what are the plans for this initiative going forward into 2021?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's the roadmap's not that different than when we created, you know, traditional physical events. I mean, every year we try to identify things that could be more engaging to get people to be more excited about what it is that they're doing and what we're doing and how we're connected. And so this year we're looking at different ways to bring in different partners who can add to the experience. We have also looked at about four more challenges around the country that we're going to be adding hopefully by the end of this month. So we're going to continue to bring more people into the mix and also provide other options for the people that have already, you know, participated for the past 6 months.
That's excellent. Again, lifeyoulead.com is the website to go through that for those challenges, but you also have Endurance Magazine online too. We've got to begin to wrap up the conversation, Steve and Tamara, but anything else that you want to say to maybe convince somebody to sign up to do these challenges or check out Endurance Magazine?
Oh, I would just say that you absolutely can do this. These challenges are pretty epic. I mean, you're talking about for Blue Ridge to the Beach, it's 475 miles in 6 months. But when you break it down, you can manage that, and it helps keep you accountable. And there's a huge group of people out there that are going to encourage you and keep you motivated and celebrate you along the way. So, you know, there's really no reason not to do it if you're interested in being fit this year and you're also wanting to do good while you're doing it.
Yeah, and I think that combination of it's a way to keep yourself motivated, it's a way to give back to those in need, and there's such significant need in the food insecurity area, and it's an ability to have this positive, enthusiastic communication with a group who understands and feels similarly. It's a lot at once that you get out of these events.
Once again, lifeyoulead.com is the website to go to, as well as checking out Endurance Magazine. Steve, Tamara Lackey, thanks so much for joining us today to share about this pretty awesome initiative.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Yes.